To CPR News, I'm Joanne Allen. State officials have drafted a plan that outlines which groups would get priority when a COVID-19 vaccine becomes available. It assumes that there won't be enough for everyone. Healthcare workers would be eligible first, then emergency workers such as police and firefighters, followed by nursing home residents. Phase two would include workers who interact with the public a lot. After that, people over 65 or have pre-existing conditions. Expect delays on I-70 west of Denver starting today as CDOT adds a 12-mile toll lane near Idaho Springs. Spokesman Jeffrey Hampton says closing lanes helps to speed up construction. And as a bonus, he says tolls will be free on that section of roadway through winter.
We'll be able to kind of give that as a gift back to the traveling public and the stakeholders that we're not going to be up there impacting them through their holiday season.
The new toll lane will stretch from the Veterans Memorial Tunnel to the Empire exit. CDOT expects to finish the project by mid-November. A red flag warning for northern Colorado till 6 tonight as low humidity and gusty winds could increase the risk of fire danger. The Cameron Peak Fire west of Fort Collins is 47% contained, having burned more than 134,000 acres. The Wild Horse Fire broke out yesterday near Fort Carson, south of Colorado Springs. The fire is about 550 acres. You're listening to CPR News.